Just as far northern Wisconsin seems to be getting respite from debate over a proposed iron ore mine in Iron and Ashland counties, neighboring Bayfield County is locked in turmoil. An Iowa farm plans to expand its hog-rearing, pork-producing business into the town of Eileen. Reichsview Farm would become home to 26,000 pigs and signal Wisconsin's first swine CAFO. CAFO stands for Concentrated Animal Feeding Operation. Wednesday, the Bayfield County Board will take up the proposal.
I think I'm going down the wrong road.
Mary Doherty's everyday world was about as far away from pigs as the moon. She's a busy mother of five and an entrepreneur. Doherty's family lives at the other end of Bayfield County, but the proposed pig operation now consumes her.
So the CAFO's going to go in right here.
She points to a small dairy farm. The Reichs from Iowa plan to fill what is currently open field with three buildings. Yet Doherty says she's most concerned about what would be beneath those structures, manure, until workers spread it across farm fields.
The only limit that could possibly hold it in check would be the nutrient management plan. The DNR won't issue a permit if there's not enough land to spread the manure.
Doherty points her weather-worn Jeep north. The land slopes gently toward a sub-zero Shawamigan Bay.
I mean, I've done quite a bit of Googling, and I know that Google advocacy is not always, you have to be careful about getting your information on the internet. But honestly, I can't find one peer-reviewed study, one scholarly article that says, hey, CAFOs are really good for water. It does not bode well for the water.
The proposed CAFO site lies about a third of a mile from Fish Creek. It's part of the watershed that empties into Shawamigan Bay and Lake Superior beyond. Doherty is among a growing chorus calling on the county to impose a two-year moratorium on the CAFO. She says it would buy time to determine how manure would impact water quality if the waste doesn't stay on fields as plans prescribe. Bayfield County Board Member Bill Bussey says supervisors have had little time to digest the proposed pig farm.
Early this fall, I first learned about it, didn't know what a CAFO was, but I certainly do now.
And Bussey says plenty of people have shared their opinions.
There's an online petition. It's been signed by over 3,000 people. I've never seen anything like that in my experience. The Ashland City Council has requested Bayfield County to impose more stringent standards. City of Ashland gets its water out of Shawamigan Bay.
Bussey says under special circumstances, state law allows local governments to enact environmental rules if needed to protect public health and safety. Randy Lair is a water resource scientist at nearby Northland College. He says much remains to be learned about the Fish Creek watershed and how it influences Shawamigan Bay.
And the other thing that we are wrestling with, we have a number of beaches in the area that have had these episodic closures, and the closures come from high bacteria counts. And so we're trying to figure out exactly what the sources of those are. And so we've had samples that we've collected from the Fish Creek watershed.
Bayfield County Board Member Brett Rondo says he hasn't yet decided how he'll vote Wednesday night, but concedes this much.
I'm not a big fan of moratorium. I think it's when something new happens, it's kind of a knee-jerk reaction to just say, hold it, stop, let's wait for 2 years.
Rondo says he shares concerns about water quality, but the potential jobs a CAFO could create influence his opinion.
They're talking 30 to 35 jobs, and I think with the controls the DNR are going to have on it, they're going to do it right.
Even if a majority imposes a moratorium, no one knows for sure if it would apply to Reichsview Farm. Over the last few days, it submitted its permit applications to Bayfield County and the Wisconsin DNR. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.